You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by Jennifer Bryson and Scout Alyssa.
Thank you both for coming today.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
We are talking about Bat House Project today. And Alyssa, may we start with you to learn more about how your troupe, 1154, became involved in the Bat House Project?
So we have this we had this project to do called the Bronze Award, and we had to do a something in the community that would give and keep giving. And so a girl in our Girl Scout troop named Isolde Metzinger, she actually came up with the idea to build bat houses because bats are having this disease called white nose syndrome, and it's killing a lot of the bats. And she said they would be protected in that bat house, and it would also be a good habitat for them because they're losing their habitats. And they actually help us because they eat lots of our mosquitoes and things, and without the bats, it would be chaos. The bugs would eat all of our crops that we have, and it would just be awful.
Did you have that sense of bats' importance before you began?
I had known about things that had happened, and it was kind of, it was set in my mind, but I really didn't think about it. But, yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Mrs. Bryson, how did the rest of the Scouts mobilize around the Bronze Project here?
The really awesome thing about the Bronze Award is it's designed to help the girls find their strength. So Alyssa's strength is in talking to people, and she called people for us. She got Lowe's and Murray Lumber to donate paint and wood. We had other girls who worked really hard at doing the research to get these facts for us. We've put together an infographic that we've put on Facebook that we're trying to raise awareness of it. We have other girls who really love building, and so when we got to actually building and painting the bat houses, that was their strength.
Well, I was going to ask if you actually did the sawing and hammering and painting and whatever else. What makes a bat house anyway? Describe one.
Well, you would think that a bat house, when you first see all the supplies and stuff, you'd think, oh, okay, so they're just going to screw wood together and make a big pile of wood. But it's not. It actually is very hard. Like, you have to make sure that it's the right size, and the habitat would be good for bats. So we actually put this kind of
mesh wire,
mesh thing in there so the bats could hang on to the wall because they like to do that. They like to sleep upside down. And it's got protection on it, so like if predators are trying to eat the bats, they can't get in the bat house. So it was very important to us to build it right, so the bats could be safe.
There are really interesting websites available out, you know, on Google that have videos, and they show you step by step what to do. And so we met at one of our Scouts' house, and her dad has a shop, and we had the wood pre-cut at Murray Lumber for us, so we didn't have to use saws. But the girls got in there with power tools, and they hammered and nailed, and they put this thing together pretty much on their own.
That's great. You know, I failed to acknowledge that Scout Alyssa's grandma is with us in the studio today. Her name is Sandra Doherty, and we're real proud for her that you're here. Now, once you have the bat boxes done, how did you decide what to do with them?
Well, actually, before we started building it and planning it, I called the park office and got on with
Tab Brockman,
and I actually spoke to him to tell them we would like to donate these bat houses that we're going to make to the park. And he said, well, what do I need to do for you to do that? And I said, well, it needs to be in this in a special area. I said that it would probably be good to put it on the red barn when you enter the park, to put it on there because they like old buildings and things, so they can, you know, get nested on it and stuff. And he asked if we were going to donate a pole, and I said we might, and yeah, that's kind of how we decided where to put them.
Now, you're a rising fifth grader?
Yes.
And you're doing this. There's no telling what potential you have for future projects for the community, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of exciting. Now, let's get to the punchline here. You mentioned a Facebook page. What are you hoping will happen with your Facebook page? And it's Help the Bats. Is that the...
Help Save the Bats.
Help Save the Bats. Okay, what do you want to have happen with that?
By doing this, we're hoping that people will start to learn about this disease and take action and try to help bats, because it's really important that we have them in the world. And we're trying to see if we can stop this disease in our community and just make sure that everything's going to be okay for the bats.
The girl set a goal of 1,000 likes or shares, because the way social media works, if you like or share something, everyone in your circle sees it. And so the more people that see it, the more this information that they've put together will spread. And the girls have made a decision that if they get 1,000 likes and shares, they are going to jump in their clothes in a swimming pool. So they are hoping that we will get this done before December, because they really don't want to jump in the winter.
But you will hold to your word and jump in December, fully clothed.
If that's yes. When they get their shoes, yeah.
Well, good for you. Again, it's Help Save the Bats on Facebook. Go like so that these members of Troop 1154, Scouts in Murray, can jump in. Scout Leader Jennifer Bryson and Scout Alyssa, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.